I've been around here for quite some time and no one's ever said, hey Dara, why don't you do something cool? And now my time has come to shine. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it. What is it?
I've been given the money and I've invested it in Ireland's largest slide.
Wow!
The big slide home.
Zing, zing.
It's my baby. So what we've done is we've got a slide specifically made 260 foot long, and it's not a regular slide, it's a water slide.
Like a Lilo, like the thing that you did as a child.
Can you imagine a Lilo that's 260 feet long?
I think I won't need to for much longer if
this
you're
water
do it.
Slide has two lanes, so here's what we're gonna do.
Right.
On July 23rd, 98FM is building this 260 foot giant inflatable water slide, and we're putting it onto the streets of Dublin. It's gonna be on Wine Tavern Street. Which one is that? It's the one beside Christchurch. So if you can imagine Christchurch in your head, you're coming up towards it. They have that wonderful archway there that bridges the two buildings. There's a hill there that we're going to take advantage of. We're going to start at the top of that hill.
Right.
Two lanes, a giant 260 foot inflatable water slide. It's going to go all the way down right to the flat bit at the bottom. And we're doing it thanks to HB. Goodbye, Sirius. And thankfully,
thanks
it's supported lads. By our friends in Dublin City Council.
I'm picking up good vibes.
Yeah, buddy. 98FM's Big Slide Home. It takes place Saturday, July 23rd. 260 foot of a water slide. A giant inflatable water slide. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Luke.
How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm absolutely smashing.
Yeah? I love your positive mental outlook. You're in Ring's End. What has you so happy on a Tuesday?
Oh, the fact that 98FM are ringing me back and the fact that you have the same name as me son. That's why I listen to you like gospel every day.
Ah, stop, Michael. Why did you name him Luke? After Luke Kelly?
No, it was
Luke Skywalker?
Kind of a baptismal name.
It's lovely.
Had to be a member of the Apostles.
That's all right. Sure, look, they were a lovely band. They had some good work. It kind of fell off at the end. But congratulations, you and your son or whoever you want to go,
yes.
Whoever you want to bring are going to the big slide home. Hey!
Yes, thank you so much.
You were texted 98. Well done, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, you made my day.
Yeah! 98 FM.
Coming to you live from 98FM's Big Slide Home.
Hi, I'm Naomi from Cabra. It was so good. It was so slippy.
Hi, I'm Stefan. It was awesome. It was so great. And we had a high speed. We made it till the end and it was awesome.
Oh, I'm Dan from Finglas. I was run at the start, build up a lot of pace, just flop down on top of the little ring. It's great.
98FM's Big Slide Home.
With HB. Goodbye, Sirius. And Dublin City Council.
Exclusive to Dublin's 98FM. Now, live to Croke Park.
Here we go.
Climbing high, 44 feet above Dublin City.
I'm a Tuscan.
To the Etihad skyline for an exclusive performance by Gavin James.
Hey, this is Gavin James.
This is 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
Good morning, we're live from Croke Park and we're very excited because we're going to be crossing live in the next couple of minutes to the Etihad skyline where Gavin James and our listeners who have won these VIP tickets to go on top of the roof of Croke Park and he's going to perform. It's a world first. This has never been done, obviously, and we're first to do it and we're absolutely delighted that Croke Park could be helping us with this one. It's kind of very exciting. I know Derek, who does sport, is very excited.
Uber excited.
Uber
excited.
So, now is the time.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it. This is the final last song.
From Gavin James.
From Gavin James. It's a bitter pill to swallow, some might say.
All right.
That joke has never been made before.
We've got to thank everybody for coming along and congratulations for getting these exclusive tickets to see Gavin live on the Etihad Skyline.
Laura's crying over there. Look, she's got the mascara running down her face. Actually, it's very emotional.
Can we get a huge round of applause for Croke Park and Gavin James?
You've all been fan Dabby Dozy. Fair play to you all and everybody who brought us up. And all the people there in the GAA Museum was great. Loved all the history and everything.
Great, wasn't it?
That's very good.
Gavin, what are you going to sing for us?
A song called Bitter Pill.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to get emotional again. Grant, so take it away, hon.
It's 98FM's Big Breakfast live from the Etihad skyline. Go for Gavin.
Savage. He came down to the room.
And I could see her written all over you. Since you already know that I said sorry, but I gotta go.
I'm absolutely delighted with the award. We all are.
Our customers have just been unbelievable.
Was not expecting it at all.
Thank you so, so much.
Dublin, you're the best.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards is back for 2017 with Renault Bellegarde and Michael Grant Renault. The home for Renault in South Dublin.
Get ready to nominate this Tuesday morning on 98FM.com and all across Dublin with the 98FM Thunders.
Be the best.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
How's it going? I'm Barry Dunn. Speaking of rumours, well, we're definitely here in Arnott's in Henry Street this afternoon in the front window. Just met me auntie. Embarrassing. But there is a rumour developing at the moment, Kieran, that the 98FM Thunder team have free pizza to give away this afternoon. What is the story, sir?
Myself and the other 98FM Thunders, we have loads of free slices of pizza to give away. It's all as part of our 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. We're trying to showcase the best of what Dublin has to offer. So I've been literally all over the city today. We've landed right in the city centre. If you don't know where Suffolk Street is, it's just off Grafton Street, the bottom of Grafton Street. It's the road that's closed off. ZZ's Pizza's on it. There's a queue forming outside of people waiting for free slices of pizza. It's amazing. That's how much Dubliners love free pizza.
Okay, cheers, Kieran. I'm sure there's going to be even more queues down at ZZ's Pizza right now as we celebrate 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards with thanks to Renault Bellegarde and Michael Grant Renault, home of Renault in South Dublin.
And The Grind has been crowned winner of Best Coffee at 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. A record 780,000 votes were cast in this year's competition, which rewards people and businesses who go above and beyond. The Hoth Coffee Shop saw off the likes of Percolicious in Raheny and East Village Cafe in Clondalkin.
The Grind.
Thank you very much to everybody that voted. Fair play to everybody else that was nominated.
What brought us the award was just our loyal customer base and the support we received. We're not even open 2 years yet.
You can see all the winners on 98FM.com.
Dave Connolly, driver of the 77A. Very welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Our made-up studio.
Yeah, it looks well.
Big congrats.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel to win 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards?
Overwhelmed. Can't believe it, you know. Absolutely cannot believe it, you know.
Why do you think you won?
Well, I just go out there and I do a normal day's work and I just look after the people and be nice to them and give them a weather report every morning and give them a smile and give them a wink and look after them. That's it. I actually don't know why I won, but hell and ever. I'm just being myself.
Let me tell you, because as people were nominating, we asked them, why do you think this person should win the award?
Okay.
And a lot of people gave us a few words. Some people gave us a sentence. I got a paragraph throughout your whole nomination process. Nearly everyone who nominated you had a paragraph. So let me just read this out for you. It's quite long, but I have to tell you all this. He is literally the best bus driver ever. He is the happiest person and brings a smile to everyone's face, even on a bad day. He knows everyone on his route personally and takes an interest in them. I used to wait for his later bus just to get on for him. My four-year-old tells everyone around him that Dave the bus driver is his best friend. He even offers his talented singing voice when they weren't allowed to have radios. And personally told every woman that they were deadly on International Women's Day.
That's correct.
How does that make you feel?
That's just me, man. That's the way I am, you know. They wouldn't give us the radio, so I sang them songs all the way into town. So, at the end of the day, I handed them out chocolates, I handed them out flowers, International Women's Day. I looked after them, I made them feel welcome. That's the way it goes.
Do you love your job?
I do love my job, yeah. I do love my job. I hate to admit that, but I do love my job, yeah.
But that's great that you're going into work every day to a job that you enjoy doing. And it's not just for yourself and your own happiness, but you're putting a smile on the face of everyone who gets on your bus.
Nah, you're not putting a smile on everybody's face, but you're trying to put a smile on everybody's
but
face.
But that's what matters, you're trying. Yeah. And you're successfully doing that. And the likes of these comments...
I know who that is, but I'm very touched about
but
that.
But that was only one of many. Yeah. You should have seen the amount of them, you wouldn't believe. It's amazing how appreciated you are. You're not just a bus driver, the guy who gets us to work in the morning. You're the man who puts a smile on everyone's face and the guy who really does make a difference to brighten someone's morning when they're having a slump.
I know most of the passengers and I've been on the road like 14 years and I know their names, I know their kids, I know their mammies, I know their daddies. I've been carrying them for years, like. So I've seen them grow up and I've seen them have their own children, and I'm just me, that's the way I am. What's the point in being down in the dumps? Just get on with it. Have a laugh. Make the day go easier.
Here at 98FM, we love Coldplay.
No, seriously. We're so excited about Coldplay's sold-out gig at Croke Park, we need you to check out the band before they come to Dublin. So, we're sending you and a friend to Munich to see Coldplay perform on June 6th.
Coldplay, live in Munich's Olympiastadion.
See the guys in Germany, then report back to Dublin and tell us all about it. And it's not done there, because you'll also get to party again at Croke Park on July 8th.
It's an adventure of a lifetime.
Your chance to win starts this Monday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Live in Munich. Nur auf 98FM.
Okay, so I have all the numbers here in front of me. No names, just numbers. We'll pick one at random. Call that person back. So, best of luck if this is you. Fingers crossed. Okay, we're ready to go. Ready to go. Oh dear, here we go. The answer.
Hello?
Hello, it's Brian here in 98FM. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, how are you this evening?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right. And how has your week been?
Good, busy with work, but good.
Good. I just have to check something first things here, Amy. Have you got a passport?
I have a passport, yeah.
Do you like going in aeroplanes?
I used to be cabin crew, so I love it.
You love being in aeroplanes. Do you like concerts?
I love them, and I love Coldplay even more.
You love Coldplay even more? Okay. We're sending you to see them in Munich!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Really?
Yes!
Oh my God, this is the best news ever. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You're going to be flown over to Munich to see Coldplay live at the Olympic Stadium. Then we'll bring you home. And then guess what? A month later, we're going to send you to their sold-out gig at Croke Park.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
And apart from being very lucky to win that prize, who's the lucky person you're going to bring?
Well, I'm going to bring my dad to Munich, hands down, because he got me into Coldplay and I love Coldplay, so I'm going to bring him.
What a very nice thing to do.
I know.
Well, look, I hope you have a brilliant time there. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
And when you come back from Munich, will you let us know how you got on so that we get all excited for Croke Park, yeah?
I will.
Amy, well done. Congratulations. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. I love 98FM.
Aideen, what's the latest?
Well, lads, remember President Michael D. Higgins' reaction to Robbie Brady's goal last night? Yeah, we're still feeling like that this morning. It's 9 a.m. Live from the Dublin News Centre, I'm Aideen Finnegan. Everyone's talking about
football.
It's after the boys in green made history last night. They beat Italy 1-0 to make it through to the knockout stages of the Euros for the first time ever. Robbie Brady will forever be a hero after his 85th minute header hit the back of the net. These fans in Lille were over the moon.
I am shell-shocked.
When Hulot missed that save, I thought it was over.
Tonight, it all came together. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Absolutely brilliant. Last 11 minutes, we loved it. And we're going to Lyon. Yay!
I genuinely think we can beat them.
I've got to take the wife and kids home, but I'll turn the car around and go straight back. Going to Lyon for sure. Ma, I'm going to Lyon. I'm missing your birthday. Sorry.
Manager Martin O'Neill has paid tribute to the fans' unwavering loyalty.
An enormous support kept us going throughout the game. And I think that the players and the fans fed off each other and became rather emotional at the end. But it was a great win. We deserve to win the game.
Meanwhile, the congrats are still trending on Twitter this morning. Golfer Shane Lowry says, Robbie Brady, you absolute ride. Actor Jared Butler has tweeted, congrats to my mate Martin O'Neill on qualifying for the last 16. So wish I was there. While Dublin Fire Brigade say, we've just had a 999 call to tell us Robbie Brady's on fire. Thanks, we saw the goal. You can see the best of the best online reaction on 98FM.com. And Derek will have more on that fantastic win in 98FM Sports. While Ireland fans now look to extend their stay in Europe, UK voters are asking themselves this question today.
Should I stay or should I go?
Polls have opened in the referendum on whether to stay or leave the European Union. These people know exactly how they're voting.
I've got no problem with the Europeans. I just don't want to be part of their club. The old people in my family want to leave. The young people in my family want to stay.
We're going to actually end up in a complete mess if we leave. There's going to be a constitutional crisis if you're not careful.
One location. One code. One massive cash prize. 98,000 euro.
98,000 euro.
98FM's Code Red launches this Friday, live on South King Street. We're locking Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon into a glass cube for 98 hours. At 10 a.m., we start our clock. For every hour that passes, we'll wipe 1,000 euro from the total.
Guess the code.
Guess the code.
And you'll claim the remaining cash.
Get more info on 98FM.com and join us to play live on South King Street. Code Red. Only on 98FM.
You make your way down to South King Street. You will not miss the 98FM Cube. I can see the Gaiety Theatre from where I'm sitting. I can see H&M from where I'm sitting. So you make your way down here, you queue up, and you have a go at 98FM's Code Red. What it is, a five-digit code. You type in the code. If you get the right five digits in the right order, you win in the next hour 98 grand.
And I can confirm you can play all day today from 12 right through till 9 o'clock. And you are going to sleep in this cube tonight in town if nobody gets it right today.
Absolutely. Thanks for reminding us of that, Dara. Anyway, 0877 98 98 98 is our text number. We would love to hear from you while
we're guys,
sitting here.
Deep breath. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
10 seconds. Until the doors lock.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The door is now locked.
98.
This feels a bit weird now.
The
we are
EFM's
on our own.
Code Red has begun. Live from South King Street.
That is it. It is now officially 12 noon on February 25th. It is Dublin's 98FM. The clock is ticking, 98 hours to go, 98,000 euro on the line. Adrian and Jeremy, can you confirm that the door is locked?
The door is locked. We are here on our own. And we stay here until somebody wins 98FM's Code Red.
And lads, I need to use the facilities.
The door.
I just realised I need to use the facilities.
Too late.
A very special edition of 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian and Jeremy is on. Guys, best of luck.
Thank you. We'll be talking soon.
98FM's Code Red.
Live on South King Street.
Today is Pain Day.
Jeremy, you are going to be hooked up to a machine that will give you the experience of childbirth.
Oh, it's coming. The contractions are coming.
Push it good. Push it real good.
I've been handed the baby. Oh, come here. Oh, God.
And we have revealed a number in our code.
The digit that you have to include in the code from this point on is 8.
The number 8.
98FM's Code Red.
98FM's Code Red.
You're very welcome back. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'm Adrian Kennedy and this is 98FM's Dublin Talks for the last 20 minutes from the Code Red Cube on Dublin's South King Street. We've been living in this cube since last Saturday at midday. And I want to say a big thank you to the man sitting beside me. His name is Owen Kelly. He is from Fairview. Owen, thank you for cracking us out of Code Red, firstly.
No problem.
We can actually go home to our families after being here since Saturday. So that's something. But next, congratulations on 24,000 euro.
Thanks very much.
You must be delighted.
I am indeed,
Has it sunk in yet?
No.
I'm sure it hasn't. Now, 24 grand is fairly serious money.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I was only talking to Jeremy a few minutes ago, what would I do with 24 grand? And I'm just, I'd be blown away by that amount of money. I really would. What's your initial thought? What do you really want to do now that you'll have a few bob?
Well, I'm going to New York in May, so it'll be a bit of spending money for that. And I bought a new car in November, so to pay off the finance and that, so...
Okay, well, brilliant. Okay, let's have a listen to the moment
that you won 98FM's Code Red.
What's your name?
Owen.
Owen, where are you from?
Dublin Tree.
Owen from Dublin Tree. Is this man going to crack the code for 98FM's Code Red? You have all five digits.
Yep.
It is your job to get them in the correct order. Let's see if you can do it. So three fingers, tap away, and let's see if you're going to get the correct combination. Could this be it? Oh my God, we have a winner! We have a Code Red winner! What is your name, sir? Owen has just cracked 98FM's Code Red for €24,000. I do not believe this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner of 98FM's Code Red. We have a winner.
I don't believe this, lads. We have been here for so many hours. Owen, where are you from?
Dublin Tree.
Owen from Dublin Tree. You have successfully cracked 98FM's Code Red. Not only are you releasing Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, you are now walking away with a whopping 24,000.
Wow, that's incredible. And Kieran, I have to ask him, what was the code he typed in? Everybody wants to know the code he typed in.
38601.
38601. Owen, congratulations.
Well
you
done.
Have just won yourself €24,000.
98FM's Code Red.
We'll start with Gaelic Games. It's absolutely nail-biting stuff over in Croke Park. Let's cross over live to 98FM's Stephen Doyle for the latest.
We're just watching Dublin on the attack here. It's Owen O'Gara. He's out there pointing right into Hill 16. And that gives Dublin the lead. We're in the third minute of injury time. The two sides have just traded points. We saw Kevin McManaman with an absolutely brilliant point off his left boot to give Dublin a one-point lead. Kerry went straight on the attack. Stephen O'Brien put one over with his hand. An absolutely great score for Kerry. That levelled it all up. But as I said, we've just seen Owen O'Gara, the sub, come on, scoring his first point of the match. Will it be the key point to give Dublin the lead? The boys in blue burst into the second half at 5 points down from the break, rattling off three scores to narrow the gap to two. A Dean Rock free and one from play either side of a Bernard Brogan point. Colin Cooper stemmed the flow with a free in the 42nd minute for Kerry. Then 8 minutes later, the Dubs were finally level. A free and a brilliant 45 from Dean Rock, followed by a lovely score from Brian Fenton. Then it was Kerry's turn as this incredible game continued to ebb and flow. Barry John Keane, Paul Ganey and James O'Donoghue hit unanswered scores to give Kerry a 3-point lead again in the 60th minute. Then we saw Dublin come back into it. Dean Rock with two frees, a Philly McMahon score that made it all square again. Then we saw Kevin McManaman kick that beautiful point in the first minute of injury time to edge Dublin in front. Then we saw Stephen O'Brien get the leveller before Owen O'Gara hit that lovely point in the Hill 16. We're into the fourth minute of injury time. Dublin edging it by a point. They're on the attack here. If they come out of this one with the win, it'll be one of the greatest wins we've ever seen Dublin attain here at Croke Park. 74 minutes on the clock. The nails are gone. People are on the edge of their seats. It's Dublin 21, Kerry 2-14. For 98FM Sport, live at Croke Park, I'm Stephen Doyle.
Oh, as he said, absolutely nail-biting stuff. We'll have a full-time report at 5:30 here for you on 98FM.
Dancing Santa?
Check!
Snowflake flaky things?
Check!
Right, let's do it.
Plug it in.
It's that time of year again, when all across Dublin, homes come alive.
When your front garden becomes visible from space.
What is that?
When your grass turns into fake snow.
And when Mrs. O'Toole, living opposite, has to wear sunglasses in December.
Oh, it's so bright!
Here at 98FM, we're teaming up with Homebase to find the best Christmas lights in Dublin.
Yeah!
Starting next week, we'll be on the hunt to find the brightest, most creative house in the city.
The best one will win an amazing €2,000 to spend in Homebase.
Celebrate in style for less this Christmas at Homebase.
So get ready to shine.
It's where Christmas is bigger.
Dublin's 98FM.
Dublin's best music mix, 98FM. It is Dara Quilty live on board 98FM's Thunderbus. At the moment, we are live in Crumlin on Rathdrum Road because after thousands and thousands of entries, together with Homebase, we have found the best Christmas lights in Dublin. Josie Leonard has been crowned the winner of Dublin's best Christmas lights. She has won herself a €2,000 gift card to spend in Homebase, celebrating Christmas in style for less. Now, it's not all selfish. It's not all about Josie. I have her daughter-in-law, Kim, with me on the bus. Kim, welcome to 98FM.
Thanks very much, Dara. Thank you.
And firstly, congratulations on winning Secondly, we're on the radio. People may be listening in their cars.
Yep.
I don't even think I have the lexicon to describe what I am looking at here. I mean, there are so many lights. We have snow falling. We have Santa Claus. So, Josie's your mother-in-law.
She is, yeah.
So you married into Christmas madness.
I'm hoping to marry into Christmas madness if she lets me. That's why I do this.
Okay, all right. So, tell me about Josie and her obsession with making Christmas very special.
See, it started because Josie has 6 granddaughters.
Okay.
And like that, they're really young. She's been doing this for a couple of years. Well, she's been doing it for over 30 years. She's doing it the last four 30 years.
30 years she's been putting on this display.
It started really, really small and now it's kind of gone a bit over the top. But it's pretty awesome as well.
It's the best Christmas lights in Dublin.
Yeah.
Good woman, Josie, yes.
2016 was bigger on 98FM. It was the year we locked Adrian and Jeremy into a glass box with 98,000 euro.
We're now being locked into the box. We have to stay in this box until somebody wins Code Red.
We found the best of Dublin.
You couldn't ask for better people.
I'm so delighted to win this award.
We have never experienced anything about the love that we have felt to this competition.
We flew you to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Brought you a summer of sound. And Cooper and Luke broadcast live from the roof of Croke Park.
Live from the Etihad Skyline.
Gavin James.
We paid out thousands of euro.
You have just won 21,000 euro!
Hang on. I think I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah. We inflated an enormous 260-foot water slide in the middle of Dublin for 98FM's big slide home.
Going down one of the oldest streets in Dublin, flying down the slide towards the Liffey.
Jump on your tummy and just go.
And just wait till you see our plans for 2017. We are Dublin's best music mix, 98FM.